Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being peaceful and taking a look each day at a different aspect of the peace that God wants to fill us with, the peace that we ought to have with God, the peace that He creates and makes possible between us and Him and between us and one another. And this morning we're going to be talking and praying, focused in on a peace that brings unity and how being peaceful goes a long ways towards getting along. It shouldn't be a shock, but it's often more difficult to practice than it is to say. This morning, looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, and Paul writes, and he says, "Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." One of the things that we often get caught up in is a battle of opinions. Because there's a lot of room to argue. There are times we find people that engage in debates and disagreements over the truth of Scripture, what it really says. But more often than not, our disagreements have more to do with what we want it to say. Or maybe even more often, what it doesn't say. And for some of us, we kind of like things spelled out. And if it's not spelled out, we kind of write our own guidelines, our own rules, our own way of doing things. The difficulty comes when we determine that what we've written is binding on everyone else. Now, what God's written, we ought to have unity on. And we ought to grow in our unity of what God has written as we spend time with Him in His Word, with His Spirit. But the instruction to maintain the unity of the Spirit through the bonds of peace, that recognition of who's in charge, that God's in charge, that He's given us His Spirit as an advocate, as a helper, as one who guides us into what God wants. There are times where people have disagreements in their workplace. But when it involves disagreements about how to do your job, the prevailing argument, so to speak, is the one that the boss makes. He's in charge. You may or may not like what he says. You may or may not even agree with what he says. But to keep your job, to maintain unity, you realize who has the authority. And this unity of the Spirit is a unity that Jesus talked about when He declared that the world, the people that don't know yet know Him, would know we belong to Him by the way we love one another. And it's the Spirit that helps us. Some of us enjoy the outdoors, getting out, enjoying nature, hikes that are rugged, hikes that are fairly easy. Some of us would be satisfied indoors. To go out as little as possible. There are those that enjoy tent camping. There are those that enjoy luxury hotels, and if they had their preference, some would prefer the tent and some would prefer the luxury hotel. And we could go on and on and on this list of differences, because there are many. And I believe there are many on purpose. By God's plan, by His design, He's created us as unique individuals to enjoy life, to live life to the full. But it's when those things that we enjoy, those things that are our preferred recreations and opinions and desires, become the rule, we tend to lose unity. When the restoration movement was beginning here in the United States, this movement of New Testament Christianity that the Christian churches of Christ come out of, they had several slogans. Some that really dived into this concept of what's important. Words like "where the Bible speaks, we speak." Where the Bible's silent, we're silent. We don't do a real good job at that. We talk about Scripture guiding what we do. About seeking peace, but in all things, in the liberty that we have in Christ, unity. But because we're human, we tend to get caught up in things that aren't major. We as some would say, we major in the minors. We argue about silly things. And God says that being peaceful, as we've looked at throughout this week, is command of God that as far as it is possible from our perspective, from our side, from our efforts, live at peace with everyone. And living at peace with everyone, it isn't always possible because not everyone wants it. But if we're the stumbling block, then we're the one that needs to deal with it. If someone else is the stumbling block, sometimes there's not a lot we can do except love them. Except be kind to them, to do good, to be the neighbor that God has called us to be. And in this spirit of peace, we find a spirit of unity, that our love for God becomes the uniting factor. Our desire to see people come to know Him. there are times where we get so caught up in everything having to be my way that we fail to ask ourselves, is this helping people find Jesus? The unity of the Spirit through the bonds of peace says that God's love is an attractive thing. It's often us that gets in the way of it. And we live life led by the Spirit, filled by the Spirit, guided by the Spirit, helped by the Spirit. And we have peace with God. And that peace that God brings with one another creates a unity that shocks the world. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In your love and in your knowledge of who we are, because you created us, you know we need help. We need help in being at peace with you and at peace with one another. We need help in finding unity. And so, God, I thank you for your Spirit. The unity that we can have in your Spirit and through your Spirit as we seek peace with you. And we seek peace with one another. And God, today it's my prayer that in all things we would lift up Jesus as the foundation of both peace and unity. The one who has united us with you. The one who unites us with one another. God, help us to have peaceful discussions when we disagree, when our opinions don't align fully with one another. But God, help us to also have boundaries upon the foundation of your word, to realize there are things that are uniquely us. And there are things that are uniquely someone else. And within the confines and parameters of your word, we can be united. We can be one body, doing different things, accomplishing different purposes, shining light to different people. And so, God, today, as we live life, may we be engaged in this practice, a deliberate practice of maintaining a unity with your Spirit, by your Spirit, and of your Spirit. As we deliberately engage in peaceful life with all people. And in so doing, may we lift up Jesus in a way that He draws all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.